Huge news, Wayfair shoppers. There's still time to shop Wayfair's Cyber Week sale. Thought the savings were over? Think again. Cyber Week, aka the holiday home stretch, is on now. Right now, get up to 70% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house. Essentials for the guest room, whether it's new bedding or a new mattress. Kitchen and dining must-haves for all your hosting needs. And seasonal home finds like throw pillows and decor. Or favorites that you'll use all year long. Plus, you can sit back and relax with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping. Everything home comes straight to your home, just in time for the holidays. Yep, even the big stuff. Didn't get everything on your Black Friday list? We got you. There's no place like home for the holidays, and no place like Wayfair for Cyber Week savings. Shop Wayfair's Cyber Week right now through December 7th and save up to 70% off at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Now, it's going to be a bit scary in here, but this will lead you out beyond the lab fence to the woods.
But you are too big.
I'm not going with you, Eleven. I meant what I said. When I called this place a prison, and everyone here is a prisoner, not just you. Not just your brothers and sisters, but the guards, too, the nurses. Me. Here. Can you feel it? Your papa calls it soteria. It weakens me, attracts me. Even if there were another way out, he will find me. And if he finds me, he will find you.
What if I make it go away? You help me, I help you.
Stranger, danger, talking stranger things. Together, forever, we're loving stranger things. It's Stranger Things Forever. Rewatching season 4 from the start to the finish. It's Stranger Things Forever. Every podcast we do will cover just 10 minutes. Stranger danger everywhere. I hope that you people still care. It's time for me to do it. Let's get to it. Come on, everyone.
Greetings, stranger friends, and happy Stranger Things Day, everybody. I said to you there's a pretty much good chance that I would not be putting on an episode this morning, and yet here I am recording bright in the early in the... I haven't had my coffee yet, so you can kind of tell words aren't coming together perfectly, which really is a great sign for what this episode's going to be. Happy Stranger Things Day, everybody. It is November 6th. We think about that day 42 years ago in 1983 when Will Byers went missing in Hawkins, Indiana. The Netflix official blog has a whole thing listed about Stranger Things Day, which I will put a link in the show notes for. It basically gives the quick summary of Stranger Things 1. While his friends and family search for answers, they stumbled upon a peculiar girl with psionic abilities known only as Eleven. Together, our heroes discovered that beneath the surface of their ordinary town lurked an extraordinary supernatural mystery, along with top-secret government experiments and a dangerous gateway that connects our world to a powerful yet sinister realm we've come to refer to as the Upside Down. And then it says, mark the occasion by attending a special live transmission for the world premiere, snagging new must-have merchandise and more. Keep scrolling to learn. Well, I'm going to keep scrolling. Of course, we've talked about the RSVP now for the Stranger Things 5 premiere. I've been talking out of both sides of my butt, saying that I'm not going to watch it. I don't want to watch it. I don't want to know anything. Yeah, I'm pretty positive I'm going to be watching it tonight. So look for me to not only watch it, but I'm going to probably put out something talking about it. So you can definitely avoid it if you want to avoid it. I won't sneak anything into... See, that's the thing, though. Those 5 minutes might... Will they change how I feel about anything that I watch for the rest of Stranger Things Forever? I hope not. In fact, and if it does, I'm going to do my best to shield you guys from it. For anyone who's not watching those 5 minutes, I'm going to not refer to them outside of anything. I'm not going to like mention anything that actually happens except for a special episode that I plan on putting out this evening. It says, of course, the RSVP, we did that already. Then it has a link, a news link with a bunch of pictures. I think I just saw Frank Darabont, who directed at least one or two of the episodes. Very cool. Behind the scenes pictures, new merchandise. So like Funko Pops of new characters. Oh, it's from Broadway's first shadow. Do I really want to have Funko Pops of the Broadway actors? Some cool Hawkins High memorabilia. Okay. Pullen Bear, I don't know what that is, but it's probably like cool clothing that I don't wear. Folks, I grew up shopping at Caldor. I don't know if you know what Caldor is, but look it up. It is amazing. Pullen Bear release a retro collection. These actually, I wouldn't wear the jacket. It's a cool jacket, but I wouldn't wear it. I would wear the shirt. It's a long sleeve shirt that says Hawkins High. And then there's also... Oh, they're putting out, Casio drops two new watches. Casio is marking the final season of Stranger Things with the release of two exclusive watch models. These timepieces feature elements from the Upside Down and iconic designs from Stranger Things universe. But it's literally an old-fashioned digital watch that I had when I was in junior high, which I love. But now my watch, you know, can tell me who's calling me, and they can tell me that my heart rate is too high because I'm watching Stranger Things, and it can tell me how many steps I've done. So while these watches are cool for a retro feeling, I don't think I would wear them or buy them. Pre-orders begin December 1st. Okay, let me click on the link to see what the price is for these. And you don't even have to get, okay, what, $135? Are you out of your gosh darn mind? Is that can't be for the Stranger Things. Okay. And then there's like an old, like maybe that 131 actually looks like a digital watch because it's a $30 watch. Okay. Oh, that looks like the G-Shock. Okay. Now we're going back to the watches that I wore. I had the Iron Man with the G-Shocks. You could smash it. I don't think you'd want to. They are cool looking watches, but again, I wear a Fitbit, so that's pretty much, I'm all set in the watch game. But that's pretty much the whole blog. I'll put a link to this in the show notes. I also got an email last evening from Fizza, who's written in before, a listener of the show. Hey, Mike, hope you're doing well. Just letting you know about some Stranger Things news. There's a crossover of an online game, her favorite, Brawl Stars and Stranger Things. Here's a link to the description. Okay, I don't know Brawl Stars at all. Brawl Stars Star Pack turns upside down Stranger Things crossover. X Supercell. I don't know how you say that. With Supercell, times Supercell, multiplied by Supercell. From a stranger friend, Fizza. And 21 days left. Yes. Oh, no, actually... That's when she wrote that. Now it's 20 days. We're under 3 weeks. Oh, 3 weeks from today, we'll be seeing the Stranger Things float and eating turkey. If you're in the United States and you celebrate Thanksgiving and you eat meat, maybe you eat tofurkey. Not me. I eat fake imitation turkey, aka real turkey. But let me check this out. Brawl Stars. Okay, Brawl Stars and Stranger Things are teaming up to bring the Upside Down to Star Pack ahead of the fifth and final season. Vecna's influence has breached the Brawl Stars universe, tearing open a portal to the Upside Down running from November 6th until December 3rd. So that means it's available now. Brawl Stars players will discover an in-game event containing the whole host of themed modes, maps, boss battles, skins, power-ups, and rewards, including the chance to play as their favorite characters with in-game skins of Eddie Munson, Hopper, Eleven, Will, Dustin, Steve, it's Scoops Ahoy, uniform, and all. And apparently, okay, these must be skins to existing characters because it says Eddie Munson, then it has Draco, in parentheses, Hopper is Bull, Eleven is Loomy, Will is Gus. Dustin is Nita. Steve is Barry. This is a brand new mode, Upside Down. Upside Showdown reimagines the game Iconic Showdown by fusing together the best of roguelite and battle royale gameplay. I've never felt older. You can get waffles through the event. Even waffles, I don't know. I'm not familiar with this game at all, but the characters look cool. I'm definitely going to put a link to this in the show notes. So it says all the different things you can do. Dropping before the final season of Stranger Things, the first volume of which releases on November 6th. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. We know all that. This crossover inside Brawl Stars combines nostalgic nods to the epic show with the type of unpredictable chaos and mayhem which the game's millions of players expect. Millions of people play this game, and I'm hearing about it for the first time today. Join the fun and help the Hawkins crew from November 6th experiencing Brawl Stars and the Upside Down like never before. That's very cool, Fizza. Thank you for sending that. Now, I still have time before work, so why don't we get to it right away and talk about the next 10 minutes of The Massacre at Hawkins Lab.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So this might be a quick recap. We shall see. Just because I have no notes, I have no script in front of me, I have the episode in front of me, and I'm going straight on with memories from my mind, so, you know, bear with me. So we're still at the light bright in Hawkins, and of course in Nancy's bedroom in the Upside Down, and Dustin says, you're stuck at Watergate. Oh, you went through the Watergate, and you can't get back through. And they're like, Watergate, what takes that? And Robin's like, oh, cause it's a gate and it's in the water. Like, oh. And I like that, that Eddie goes, that's cute. Like, I thought that was pretty funny. Like, oh, okay, that makes sense. Sure. And then, Nancy lets them know that it's guarded, that the gate is guarded. But then Dustin's like, well, we have a theory about that. We think there's a gate at every murder site. And they're like, what is he talking about? He's like, seriously, you know, do I have to think of everything? And they're like, really? Like, I love Steve and Eddie. Again, they sound like almost like parents. They're like, you know, it's his tone, right? Like, what is it with him? You know, this kid's so annoying. But he goes, every murder site, there's a gate opened up. They're like, well, wait, how far away is the trailer park? It's 7 miles away. And, Robin's like, well, you know, I know that we're stuck in the past, but didn't your house always have bikes? And it's like, oh, now they have an idea. They're going to take the bikes in the Wheeler house and head to Eddie's trailer in the Upside Down. And guess what? Guess who's also going to do that? All our friends on the right side up. So the Powell and Callahan come out after talking to Max, who just comes out, puts her headphones on, and completely ignores all the parents while the parents are like, you know, they're trying to get an update. And they're like, yeah, she's sticking to her story. They went for a lake and she's not budging. She's not changing her story at all. And Callahan's like, yeah, honestly, we probably shouldn't have gone with her first because she's a little mean. Don't worry, Mr. Wheeler, we'll find your daughter. Meanwhile, Max looks over and Dustin's like, come here. Brings her upstairs and the cops are like, you know what? Let's go get the next person to question. So Callahan goes up all cocky. He's like, come here, little piggies. And he knocks on the door, just a little rap, and then opens it up trying to catch them. And nobody's in the room. We see the light bright there. The lights are off and the window's open. He goes to the window and he sees all of them heading out on bikes, except Erica. She doesn't have a bike. And, but Erica, you know what Erica does have? A knife. She's like, okay, this is just a misdemeanor. And she slashes the cop's tires. And he's like, no. All the parents run out, but it is too late. All the kids have head off there yelling, Lucas, Dusty, no. And they just run off, Erica. Everyone leaves. And the parents are left behind like, what the hell is going on? Then we get quite possibly the best shot of, well, it's definitely the best shot of this 10 minutes. We get an overhead shot of all four kids on bikes. Okay, Erica does have a bike now. So it's Dustin, Lucas, Max, and Erica. And the shot is over their head. I mean, this must have been incredibly, it must have been a drone, because then the camera goes right over their head, pulls right in front of them, and then special effects magic, the camera goes through the street and into the upside down, where now we're seeing our four older kids, Steve, Robin, Eddie, and Nancy, riding bikes to the trailer park. Would have been funny if one of the kids said, I don't know how to ride a bike. And you can, it's just like, they're like, you don't forget. It's just like, I guess it's just like riding a bike, or I haven't ridden a bike since I was a kid. Oh, you know, some kind of joke like that. But you know what? These are teenagers in the 80s. I think they all were still riding bikes right up till they got their license, and maybe even after, but they're all riding their bikes, no problem, heading into the unknown. But what they don't know is that a Demobat is watching on one of the light posts, gives a shrieking shriek, and you know what? It's all connected. So Vecna's like, huh? He looks over his shoulder like, what the hell's going on there? And that's where we leave the Upside Down Hawkins for the rest of these 10 minutes. We then go into the Rainbow Room, into Eleven's memories, and we see basically another angle of the original opening from the first episode all the way back at the beginning, where Papa comes in, Brenner comes in, talks to that kid with the magic eight ball and brings him out to do some testing. But we're seeing it now from Eleven's angle. She was in this room the whole time, and she is looking over her shoulder, frightened of Papa. She's looking at a clock. She's nervous about I think she was nervous about him taking her, but now she realizes that she's taking this kid, and she sees this is her chance. So she goes over to the orderly. It's about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and says, I have a headache. I feel dizzy. The lights are bothering me. And he's like, really? Okay. So he takes her to the nurse. Now the nurse is working on two. And I didn't notice this before, but you can see the burn marks in two's neck from the collar. He seems like he still has some issues. He looks still a little bit out of it. And the nurse, the orderly comes in. He's like, sorry to bother you, but she's got a bit of a headache. And the nurse is like, who has a headache? What are you talking about? Turns around and nobody's there because Eleven has taken off. She runs down the hall. She uses the key card to open up a secret door, not a secret door, open up a door that would have been locked, and heads down into a boiler room. If Vecna didn't give you Freddy Krueger vibes before, this boiler room and then the orderly there kind of gives me the same heebie-jeebies. So he opens up a sewer grate or something, I guess, that leads to a tunnel that leads to outside, very Shawshank Redemption-y. And she's like, it's too big for you. He's like, yeah, I can't go with you. I told you that that this place is a prison. It's not just that for you, but it's also for the guards and for the nurses and for me. And he's like, look, and he shows something on her neck. He goes, I want you to get out, but I can't leave. This is the way Papa tracks me. And if he can find me, he can find you. And she's like, well, what if I help you with that? I help you, you help me. And ideally, this was the plan the entire time. It's called soteria, whatever the heck that means. What does soteria mean? I'm going to look it up right now. Why would it be soteria? Soteria can refer to several things, including ancient Greek festival honoring saviors, a Greek spirit of safety, a model of psychiatric treatment for schizophrenia, a type of implanted device in the TV show Stranger Things. Well, that doesn't count. I think the goddess of safety and salvation. It's almost like this is what's giving them safety and salvation by keeping this thing in his neck. The only thing kind of keeping him completely in check, even though and keeping his powers at bay. That's what it is. He can't use his powers. He can be tracked, and it's keeping him from doing anything. And this whole thing, I think, was to get Eleven to diffuse this, to like disarm this. And then he's like, okay, he's fully ready and fully charged and fully capable of doing everything he wants to do. But he's helping a little, he's basically pretending to help a little girl, or at least that's what he's saying. Maybe he is going to help her and let her go, but really all he wants is to get revenge on everybody in that hospital. So then we jump over to the prison, and like it is about to go down. Things are about to get messy. And Dimitri's like, stick to the plan. He's like, everyone get together. You could see it, Joyce is whimpering. She's standing there with Yuri, with Murray, and with the warden. They're looking on. They can't really do anything. Like, they're kind of helpless, just watching. All of a sudden, a sound blares, and this alarm goes off. Dimitri gets to the key, unlocks this casing, which has all these weapons. And the warden's like, I love this part where they think they have a chance, you know, which is really evil. But Hopper immediately takes the rag that he had, he starts soaking it with the alcohol, and he's about to make a torch. And the warden's like, what the hell's that guy doing? What is the American doing? He's like, I don't know. He goes, well, you better find out, because this is the first time he's ever seen anything like this happen. On the grounds, on the prison grounds, the door slowly opens. It is a great shot of all the prisoners just kind of looking like, oh my God, you know, this monster, this evil, they don't even know what exactly it is that they're looking at, that they're going to see. This thing is, you know, about to, well, I guess some of them have seen it, I'm guessing, because when Hopper talked about it, they seem to recognize it. But they don't fully know what they're in store for. And you can see all of them holding weapons. You see Dimitri holding an axe, it looks like, or some kind of pickaxe or something. And he's ready. Meanwhile, in the back, you see Hopper trying his best to light that torch. Hopper starts, you know, he's ready to pour some of the alcohol on the thing. That's when the warden's like, what is the American doing? You better find out. We then glance back at Joyce looking very nervous, who looks over at Murray, and the camera pans down, and Murray puts his hand into his pocket. And that's it. Another 10 minutes in the books, another 10 minutes closer to finishing this project, another 10 minutes into the massacre at Hawkins Lab. So what did we learn here? We learned that Dustin has a theory that every murder site has a gate, and since the water gate is being guarded, maybe they should all head to the Munson trailer to that gate. And if you remember the visual of that, it's pretty excellent. I can't wait to get to that. So to do that, the older kids take the bikes in the upside down from the Wheeler House. The younger kids take the bikes from the actual real world from the Wheeler House as well. The difference is they have to escape the parents and the cops, but they do that with the help of Erica slashing some tires. You know, a minor misdemeanor, but I'm sure it'll be fine. We also learn that in Eleven's memory, the orderly seems to want to help her escape, and he's there to get her to go through this tunnel to get out. But he himself says he can't escape because he's being tracked by that thing in his neck. And this is where Eleven's like, well, maybe I can help you. Maybe I can get rid of it. I help you, you help me. And he's probably like, yes, yes, that is all part of the plan. And of course, now the prisoners in the Russian prison, Kamchatka, isn't that it? Or is that some sort of like tea drink? Oh, that's kombucha. I don't even know if I said that right. They're getting ready for the Demogorgon while Murray is getting ready to take out the warden. And that is what happened in these 10 minutes. And look at that. I still have a couple minutes to spare before work starts. So I'll probably get this up in some downtime for the during work today, within an hour or so. I did it. I didn't think I'd be able to do it this morning, but I was able to do it. So I will talk to you tonight, no matter what. I think tonight might not be a Stranger Things Forever episode. It might just be talking about those 5 minutes. We shall see. But either way, you will hear from me this evening, one way or another. I'm not going to sing the Blondie song again. I'm trying my best. No, I'm not going to do it. Okay. But until tonight, my friends, you can find me on all the socials at Geek Mentality, except on TikTok, which is Geek Mentality Mike. We know this already. The Facebook page is Fans Not Experts. The YouTube channel is Fans Not Experts. That's because the website where all my podcasts are is at fans.experts.com. But if you just want to go to Stranger Danger, go to StrangerDangerPodcast.com and follow Stranger Danger Podcast on Blue Sky, because Blue Sky is better. That is it. I am done. I will see you tonight. I need to go to work now and have more coffee. Until then, thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for sending that email in, Fizza. I will see you later. Stay stranger, my friends. Stay stranger all day. Happy Stranger Things Day. And remember, it's people like you and people like me and Stranger Things fans all over the world. We are the ones who will keep Stranger Things alive forever.
Fans Not Experts.